All right, everybody, welcome to Rishon Messianic Bible Club. Thank you, everybody, for coming in and joining us today. We are about to get started on the message of 120. Like the Lord was trying to express last night, the 120 is the answer. There is, and it's as close to the exact date as God is going to give any of us, okay? So we can now begin to say, oh, it's going to be Tabernacles 2019, or it's going to be Hanukkah 2019, or it's going to be the first of the year 2020, or it's going to be spring 2020, or it's going to be all this stuff. But we know what season we're in, okay? And, you know, I realize that one of the incredible things is that we get to continue to look and continue to search. And that's not a sin. God said, you know, it is his joy. It is his honor to hide a matter. And it's our thing to search it out. Right. Amen. So I love that people are going to continue to search out the matter and continue to look and see. Date. Let's be aware of this date. Let's be aware of this date. That is very good. Like right now, we're going, hey, let's be aware of November, I think, 8th, which is the 17th of Heshvan or the 10th of Heshvan when God said, okay, now Noah, go into the ark. And then, of course, 7 days later, the flood began. So we're looking at November 8th as being a very significant date to look at. I'm looking at 5 days from now, Tabernacles being a very significant day. So it's good to continue to look at the patterns that the Bible gives us concerning the rapture and concerning the exit, because we know we're in the proper season that we should be doing that. And we've been in the proper season for a little while now. And it doesn't matter to me it's taking this long. The searching out and the studying has been well worth it. But I'm ready to go home, but it's been an incredible study. And when I get to heaven, I don't get to do all this, because they'll be like, what are you doing? I'm trying to see when the rapture is. We're here! You know? So I don't want to, you know, so this all this fun is going to be over with soon, so I want to enjoy all of it until we get there. And what I'm enjoying now is my brothers and sisters as we're searching for our day of exit, because the Bible consistently confirms the exit from Genesis to Revelation. Yeah. So praise the Lord. Welcome to Rishon Messianic Bible Club. Let's pray in. And before I pray in, I want to anyone that does not have Hebrew Bible Club, Hebrew Bible College material, I do want you to get a hold of me so that I can send it to you. I think it's very valuable that everyone learn the Hebrew letters and learn the numerical value of everything, so that the Bible has an author. You understand? The Bible has an author, and he picked the letters, and he picked the languages the Bible would be written in. And he did not just pick the letters haphazardly. All the letters and numbers and all of the letters have to be perfectly matched to the New Testament. And it's just the most incredible book that could ever be written. So let's pray in. We're going to play the Lord's Prayer. And then we'll get started. Avanu Shabba Shabbaim. Yit kadesh shemcha, tavo melchuteka, yi aser rotzanaka, be'aretz ke asher ne'asa b'shamayim. Ten lanu hayom lechem hukenu, u'selach lanu edash metenu, ke asher solechem anachnu le'asher ashmelanu, v'al tevienu ledemasa, ki im lachatzilanu min chara, ki lacha hamamlaka v'hagivra, v'hativeret le'olamei le'olamim. Amen. Be'Hashem Yeshua HaMashiach anachnu tefillin. Ve'anachnu shoel Abba to teach us today and to
give us insight and confirmation, Father God, so that we can be assured that we are in the season that you have planned since the beginning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to express to you is I have a teaching on, and it's called 100, the 120 more than a number, okay? And the 120 being more than a number carries even greater significance to me now. And I did this teaching actually in 2017, right? Because 2017 was the 120th Jubilee. But I didn't see the extreme significance to the 120 as much as I do now, that 120 is just God's message to the body of Christ that, okay, you want to pinpoint the rapture, you want to pinpoint the season. We know that Israel is back into the land. That pinpoints the season. We know that we are all past the 6,000th year. So we know that the 120th Jubilee has happened, that the work week for the guy who's getting married is over with. He's simply waiting for his wedding to be planned so that he can see, so that he can be married, okay? If I'm going to work a full work week for you, once my 6 day is over, I'm going to let you know my week is over. My week of work is over. I want my bride. And now Christ, the 6,000 years is done. We've gone through this three-year kind of like pause. Mm-hmm. And then now it's time for the 120, which is the wedding. The first thing that I want to express to all of us is so significant, and I want you to remember this. The Bible has an author who's orchestrating all the numbers perfectly with the stories that he's telling you. And I know that's, it's kind of blows your mind to say, but all of the numbers are being orchestrated perfectly to give you God's perfect plan. So I'm going to need you to look over here, Pastor Ben, real fast. And maybe we can. So when you go to that 100, they is three, and 20 is the numerical value of it once you take out ve estrim, because I could say mi'ad ve'achad, I could say, which is 101, mi'ad ve'stein, 102, mi'ad ve'estrim ve'stein, 122, but I'm going to always say and 20, and, okay, so when I write this out as a 100 and 20, this becomes a prefix connected to the 20. If I take out the prefix and just write 120, 120 becomes the numerical value of 666. So in this 120, God is saying, look, if you take out this 6, you take out salvation, you're going to get judgment. Okay, this is in the numerical values in Genesis or in Genesis before God is trying. This is not the first 120 God is going to show you. Okay, this is probably this 120 where you get to this is probably the second time that you're going to see a judgment. I mean, a salvation and judgment all linking to the number 120. Okay? I wish this could get as big as the Revelation 12 thing, because if it got to be that big, I think more people would get prepared and ready to go. Because this is more significant to the wedding day than any of the previous stuff that we've taught. So in the 120, there's going to be a salvation and there's going to be a judgment sent upon people. Okay. Now, I can stay over here, Pastor Ben, because now when we get to the letter Samech, which we talked about, if you write the letter Samech out, it equals 120. Samech means support, okay? To hold up someone or to support them, okay? It is the time when God creates Eve and said, I am making you a helpmate, okay? So this helpmate becomes the numerical value of 120. 120 is used significantly in the creation of Eve, the bride for Adam, okay? So God is saying this 120, when you're linking the marriage between a woman and a man, 120 is very significant, okay? Now, when we come over here, we see that same number being used when you talk about a pillar, when you're talking about support or the helpmate, the bride, when you're talking about the time of the flood and the rescue, because remember, the 120 years to the flood also produced a rapture for 8 people. For Noah and 7 others, right? Right. Or like for Christ and 7 churches. Thank you, Pastor Ben. Now we go further into scripture and we see that Samson has to remove the pillars and judgment comes. Mm-hmm. Okay? So now Samson also incorporates 120 as judgment comes as he removes the pillars. We see Moses is 120 years old when he gives the ministry over to Joshua. Yes. So Moses dies at 120 and Yahshua takes over the ministry. Then we look here and we say, wow, the 120th Psalm begins a scenario of the tribulation and it's the end of a 120-year count that began in the 1900s. Okay, to me, this blows my mind. I think that if it could catch on to the Christian world and we would see what's going on, maybe our brothers and sisters would get prepared for what's about to happen. Because judgment and a rescue happens at the same time, okay? And you really need to understand that. A judgment and a rapture happens at the same time, okay? And so this is what these scenarios and this 120 is always showing in scripture so that you can see how it meshes together. Okay. So let's first of all look at the first one, which is Eve, okay? And that would be in Genesis chapter 2.
And what verse?
I think it's 220. Let's see here. Yes, in 221. Oh, that fan feels good on my back, Pastor Ben. That's a good fan. Okay. Now, listen, I even want to do a message explaining this in Hebrew because I want all of my friends in Israel to know Mashiach ba bekarov. The Messiah is coming soon. Your language and your scriptures tell us that Mashiach ba bekarov is coming soon. Okay, now listen. It says, and the Lord God caused a great sleep, a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, And he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. I got this King James. I hate to every time I read from this. Okay, here we are. And it says, the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, made he a woman and brought her unto him. Okay, I want us to listen to what he just did. He put the man asleep. Okay, while the man is asleep, he pierces his side. Then, after the man is asleep and he pierces his side, he takes out of him what's going to make his bride. And then it says, he made a woman, and it says God brought the woman to the man. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, this is the same scenario of the rapture. Yeshua is asleep. Coincidental does it seem that Yeshua would be already dead on the cross when he's pierced in his side? Okay? How coincidental it would be that what comes out of his side, the blood, the new covenant, and the water, the baptism, or the way that we come into this world comes out of his side. And he says, the church is to believe in the blood covenant and to be baptized. So the water and the blood produces the bride of Christ. And God says, after the bride is created, I'm going to bring the bride to the man, Amen. Which is Christ. So God has already confirmed Genesis. I'm going to take the bride that I produced out of the side of the second Adam and bring her to Adam. Okay?
Amen.
This is a rapture. Okay? This is what God is showing us. I already planned this.
Okay.
Now, but now we say, okay, we see that there's a confirmation that there is going to be a bride brought to the second Adam, because that's the typology.
Yeah.
Verse 23, it says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman. Now, he's proclaiming, this woman is just like me.
Yeah.
Second Adam has to proclaim when we're presented to him, we are just like him. What? We are in a resurrected body.
Yeah.
We have the same body that Christ has when we're brought to him.
Yeah.
So he says, the first Adam says, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she will be called woman because she was taken out of man. Okay? Now, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both Arum, Abel, they were Lo Shabashi, or not unashamed. Okay. Now, before he makes her, God says, it is not good that man be alone. I am going to make her, okay, a helpmate. Make him a helpmate, okay? What is the helpmate? That's Semek, a support system, okay? Then when he says, and he sewed up the man after he made the flesh, he throws in the Semek. He said, this is your support. This is your helpmate, okay? I'm going to give Semek a numerical value. It's going to be 120. So now God is saying what? That this marriage happens when? 120? So God is giving us the 120 as soon as he makes the bride And they come together. He says, now I'm going to tell you when it's going to happen. Okay? So now every time that you see a connection between God and man, and you see this judgment that's going to come, it always happens in the same 120-year time. Okay? So, let's now look at the second. And I have my paper up here. Did I move it? There it is, hiding. Okay, now we go to we go to chapter 6. Now we're in chapter 6. Okay?
Genesis 6. And verse number 3.
So Genesis just told us that the marriage happened, and I'm giving you the Semech. I gave you some numbers that should have blew your mind, that the 15th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, the Jews can't even write it because a 5 and a 10 is Yah, okay? Mm-hmm. Yah times 8, which is the new beginning, Jesus Christ, equals 120. Mm. 15 times 8 equals the same 120. So Yah and Christ produce what? The bride. You understand? Jesus paid for her, Yah produced her, and now she becomes the 120 because the 120 is the time where he receives his bride.
Yes.
I wish that this could get out so that people could get prepared. So now God's going to prophesy again. The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Now, had the Holy Spirit been given to man yet in Genesis? No. So what is this? My spirit will not always strive with man. This is a prophecy that the Spirit of God would be in the world, but it would not always strive with man. Okay? Their time will be 120 years. And so God gives us this prophecy that the Spirit of God is going to be removed at the 120. Nobody wants to believe that the Spirit is going to be taken out of the world. Okay? But guess what? The Spirit will have done his job. What was the Spirit's job? What's Eliezer's job? Go and bring my son back a bride. Okay? I know everyone wants to say, oh, well, in the tribulation, the Spirit will still be here. There's no way God would leave the Holy Spirit. The Bible says the Spirit is leaving and it's taking the bride back to the Father's house to meet the Son. Yes. Okay? So, but when, he says, in 120 years, this event will happen. Yes. My Ruach HaKodesh will leave earth because you are flesh, and I have to bring it out of the world. Yes. Okay? So now we get this time of Christ, and now we get to the 600 year, which is the 120th. Now this is what happens. In verse 6, it says, now Noah was 600 years old. When God gave him that prophecy, Noah was 480. Okay? Now, Noah was 600 years old when the flood came on the earth. The flood is not a wedding, is it? The flood is a judgment. Okay? Okay, but listen what it's saying. The 600 year after the 120, the flood comes upon the earth. Noah and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the water of the flood. Okay, now let's go to verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day in the second month of that day, all the springs burst of the deep burst forth, and the floodgates of heaven were opened, and rain fell on the earth for 40 days. Now, listen what the scripture is now telling us. At the same time eight go up, judgment happens. When eight goes up, at the 120, judgment happens. When the 120 happens, you take salvation out. What do you get? 666. So you get this 120 here, but as soon as you take salvation out, you get what? Judgment. 666. Wow. So you're telling the same exact story right here in Genesis, right? Chapter 6. Now, it was Jesus. Let's get back over here, Pastor. It was Jesus. I'll try not to move so much. It was Jesus who said, it will be as it was in the days of Noah. Okay? What was it in the days of Noah? It was a 120-year count. God gave 120, moved, then he removed the eight and brought judgment. He's saying it's going to be just like that when the judgment comes, when I'm talking to you about this certain event. When this happens, two will be in one place, one will be taken, and the other one left. Two will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and the other one left. Okay? So, when this rapture event happens, okay, when this rapture event happens, it will be a connection with this group of people with God and a judgment of 666 that comes upon the world. Okay, let's continue. So now we want to look at Deuteronomy chapter 34. And we'll look at that because we want to go through these scenarios. Deuteronomy chapter 34. And what happens here in Deuteronomy chapter 34? Verse what here? Verse 7. It says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. Yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. Okay? The Israelites grieved over Moses. But listen what he did. For 30 days until the time of the weeping and mourning was over. Now Yeshua, the son of Nun, was filled with the Holy Spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid hands on him. So the Israelite listened to him and did what the Lord commanded. Yes. Let me tell you something. When this 120-year judgment happens, all the Jews that are in Israel that are saying, we follow Moses. Moses is our prophet. Moses is the book of Moses, and we're following Moses. They will find out during this judgment that Yeshua has now taken command over their salvation, and now they need Yeshua for salvation.
Yes.
Okay? So, when does it happen? At the end of Moses' 120th year. Yes. Okay? What do you do with 120? You remove salvation, and you get judgment, 666.
Yes.
Same thing. Okay? Now let's move on. Samson, let's go to Judges, chapter 13.
Judges 13.
Yeah. And I am going to find it because that's what I do. I mean, I do it fast, but I do it.
Fifteen minutes.
All right. Beautiful. I can't spend 15 minutes finding judges. So, this one. Okay. Well. Okay, here we are, Judges. Judges chapter 13. Now, let's start at really, well, let me talk about it first. Okay, we have Samson. Samson's mother is representing the fourth woman in the scriptures to have a child because God had to get involved in her life. Okay. So Samson becomes the number four, which represents who? Yeshua, the door. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalit. The door is Yeshua. Samson is representing Yeshua. Amen. Okay. Samson is representing Yeshua in this scenario. Samson goes through these many problems with marriage, but he's getting married, okay? Yeah. As a matter of fact, one time you see Samson is preparing the meal because he's getting married,
yeah.
Okay? So this is all about Samson, and he wants to marry this Palestinian woman, and then, you know, but Samson is going to get married, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when they find Samson, we won't go through the riddle. You can go back and look at the 120 more than a prophet or more than a number and look at the riddle, because the riddle is solved, okay? But Samson is going to get married, and now he's made the Philistines very angry at him, and they want to judge him, okay? So they tie him up, right? And he has his hands on the pillars that are overlooking. They think they've destroyed Samson. Mm-hmm. But he has his hands on the pillars that supporting the whole stadium.
Yep.
Thousands of people, right? I think it said 3,000. And they are there, and Samson seems to be without power, but Samson knows, and he asks God, give me, please, one last time of strength so that I can bring judgment on these Philistines.
Yes.
So it says Samson pushed the pillars from underneath the stadium and it collapsed, killing 3,000 Philistines, right?
Yep.
Judgment came, but it did not come until what happened? The pillars were pushed out from under the stadium and then judgment fell upon them. Okay. Now, the numerical value for pillar is 120. So when the pillars were removed, the judgment came. Understand?
Yes.
The pillars are removed. The 120 equals pillars. The judgment comes. Now, look at this. The other word that equals out to pillars in the Greek is congregation.
Ooh.
So the pillars is the congregation.
Wow.
Okay. So God has to remove the congregation to bring judgment. You see the consistency in this?
Yes.
So God is going to remove the congregation. And look, he removes the congregation, 120. He removes the congregation, 120. I got to turn off my phone because somebody wants to call me. Right in the middle class. Okay. Now, here's God removing. He's removing the. So Samson, the number fourth child born to a woman, a barren woman. He has to remove the pillar. The pillar is the church. Okay? Well, here, let me read the scripture. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. We're going to get Pastor Ben out of here on time. Pastor Ben has to pick up his kids. And I got a little knucklehead in school, too, still in junior high school. So here we go. You're in 1 Timothy? Are you in chapter 3? Are you in verse 15? Listen to it, what it says. It says, if I am delayed, you will know how people conduct themselves. This is so weird. This is as if Jesus is to you. He says, look, if I am delayed, you will know how to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of truth.
Ooh, pillar.
So the church is the pillar and the foundation of truth. Okay? So God is proclaiming that the church is the pillar and foundation of truth. It is the pillar holding up the foundation of truth. But what if you remove the pillars? The foundation of truth is done, then comes judgment. So the pillars, which just God gives it the same numerical value as the numerical value he gives when he creates a woman.
Wow.
When he creates a woman for Adam, because he's having a bride, because the second Adam is going to have a bride. So now we have that. We got Samson removing the pillars to bring judgment. We got Moses dying at 120 years so that the Jews will marry Yeshua now. And then we come to the what I call the big wig. We already passed 120 Jubilees.
Yeah.
It happened at 117. Awesome number, right?
Yeah.
If you study 117, you just go, oh my goodness, there's got to be the rapture. 117 is everything. 117 is 117 chapters from Matthew to Acts is 117 chapters at the end of the Gentile story. We got 117 verses in Song of Songs with a bride going up in the springtime. We 117 everything. But listen, 117 also divides the Bible in half, splitting the water. Okay, it's the mime le mime. Not to mention that mime is 120. Le mime is 120, 120 divided. Okay. So I'm saying the Bible has an author, and he's trying to talk to us, okay? And he's giving us, he said, it is my honor to hide a thing, but it's yours to search it out. So we're looking, because we want our brothers and sisters to be prepared for this incredible moment in history that all of society is telling us we're on the edge of. You're on the edge of tribulation.
Yes.
And that's a joyful time for people who know Jesus.
Yes.
But for people who don't know Jesus, you in big trouble. You're about to meet some of the demons that they put in your movies. Do you realize that? You're going to meet the Nephilim that they put in your movie. You're going to find out that some of your celebrities that you love are really not human.
Right.
You're about to find out some things in the tribulation. You're going to find out what it's like to really have to run and fight and struggle just to get a daily meal.
Yep.
You're going to find out what it's really like to be persecuted for trying to believe in Jesus.
Yep.
Because there'll be none of that.
Mm-mm.
Not without being murdered. So you're about to find out what's going on. Now, here we are, the last of the 120. If the book of Psalms is a prophetic year by year prophecy of the 120-year count, then you have within Scripture the 120-year count, okay? Now, you can't just say it's 120. Something has to happen in Psalms 120. That is something new. And in Psalms 120, what do we have? The beginning of the tribulation happens in 120. But not only the beginning of the tribulation, Psalms 120 becomes the first psalm in the Bible that's called the Psalm of Ascent. It's the psalm of going up. It's the song of Allah. It happens to be the first psalm of ascent.
Yes.
You count 120, and the 120 years that are being counted are in Psalms and being documented by God in every moment.
Yeah.
Someone sent to me yesterday, they said, hey, Pastor Sandy, what about Psalms 83? Because in Psalms 83, about this war, and it never happened. It did happen.
Yeah.
1983, all of the Arabic nations combined together to try and destroy Israel off the planet.
Yeah.
They planned it. They said, we will get them off the planet. Did I even bring my book? I'm going to let you go after I do this, Pastor, man, if I find it. They were trying to get, the war actually happened in 1982, but it continued to 1983 as they tried to gather all of the Arabic nations to destroy Israel. Okay, so someone said, hey, Pastor Sandy, Psalms 83 didn't happen, so how do you explain that Psalms is counting the years to for 120? Listen to this. It says in Psalms 83, verse 2 through 5, for lo, thine enemies make turmoil. They that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against the people and consulted against the hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more remembered in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against them. The war dragged on, talking about from 1982 into 1983. Arafat met with Jordan, King Hussein, in an effort to rally support for his disperse of the PLO, the enemies of modern Israel. Included almost the entire Arabic world. As a matter of fact, the enemy is named in verse 6 through 8. They give you each name of each Palestinian group that's going to attack, that was in charge of this PLO trying to attack Israel in 1983.
Wow.
So go back and look at your history. 83 is not a future prophecy. It could be a double prophecy, but 83 already happened and God documented it because it was happening in 1983. And that's what I'm telling you. God has documented the 123 years for you. You can go back and look at each year and see the documentation. Okay? And now you're at 119 and you're not panicked? We're at 119 and we are not understanding that we need to be about God's business of getting people saved and letting them know we're at the end. Now, will that help them? Believe me, the world is in a satanic state. You can witness and witness and witness, and people are like, whatever, right?
That's true.
But the scripture still says that's our responsibility.
Yes.
Okay? We still have to tell them about Christ. So, God is, look, this is what the Lord was telling me last night. Why is everybody still searching for a date and a year and a this and a that? I've given you the season. You're in it. Okay?
It's pretty clear.
My message was this. This is a real wolf, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Lord told me to call the message. This is a real wolf. The guy that was saying wolf, wolf, and guess what? It's a real wolf,
yes.
Okay? We're leaving soon. Are we going to get ready for the 17th of Heshvan? Yes. Are we going to get ready for Hanukkah? Yes. Are we going to get ready for Tabernacles? Yes. Are we going to get ready for the first of the year? Yes. Are we? But it doesn't matter. Look.
It doesn't matter.
All it matters is God has given you the season. You know that you're leaving. I hope you know that there's going to be a rapture. It's like saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, Israel's never going to come back into the world. It did.
It did.
And it will.
Is that your phone again?
That's your phone, Pastor Ben. Yeah, it did and it will. Okay?
Amen.
Let me see if I'm finished here. I think I am, Pastor Ben. I think I am done. I love you guys, man. I'm thankful that I have a group of people that love the Bible enough to really want to know the truth. Because I have a whole bunch of friends that are Christians, but man, Pastor Sandy, when he starts talking about the Bible, he's off on the deep end. He just doesn't know how to bring a regular message that just says, Jesus loves you and be good. Well, I met the author, and the author said, if you study Hebrew, if you learn Hebrew, I will teach you the Bible. So what I'm teaching you is the Bible according to God the Father.
Yes.
Because the Bible has an author. The author chose the letters. The author chose the numbers. The author chose the structure of the Bible. The author chose the 66 books. The author chose that Psalms would be the 19th book. So that 1901, 1902, 1903, 1904, all the way to 2020 would be the 120 years. Now, when we leave, hallelujah. I'll see you in a cloud and we can dance then. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray out, Pastor Ben.
Right.
God said, make that clear to them. You're leaving. Do I need to get on a building and say you're leaving? You're leaving. Okay? I'm sorry about the other wolf calls. But somebody said, you're not that guy because he wasn't me. I understand I'm not that guy in the thing. But God wanted you to know that everybody's been trying to find this particular time and season.
Mm-hmm.
And God is like, now look, this is a real
yes.
wolf.
Yes.
Okay? Spend it doing things that are necessary for the kingdom of God. If it's not witnessing to other people, prepare yourself.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Don't be still following everybody and every doctrine, getting caught up into all kinds of different stuff. Get in your word and get closer to God
yeah.
before we go. That's called packing your bags.
Yes,
praise
is.
God.
Amen.
Okay, I'm done, Pastor Ben, because you know preachers never finish, so they got to learn when to quit. All right. I love you guys. I love you guys. To Jackie, I'm sorry I started reading your email the other day. I didn't even ask you, but I'm going to try and talk to you later, and we'll talk about that subject. I'm so glad you got out of that church. They're going to lead a lot of people into the tribulation if they don't do what you did and wake up. Because you can't hate Jews and go to heaven.
I know, right?
And you can't hate anyone, but that's what they're teaching. They're going to teach you the hate of a group of God's people. Okay. And the Lord said, Moses, Moshe, Kashe Ata, Talifa, Leha Ata, or Ami. He says, when you talk to my people, or when you pray for them, when you speak a word over them, I want you to tell them this. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yivarekeka Adonai v'yishmareka, Yair Adonai panavilecha v'chuneka, Yisay Adonai panavilecha v'yasim l'kai shalom. Shalom, everybody. Le'itriot be'shavua haba. We'll see you next week. And if not, hopefully, who knows, man? It'll be 5 days. Maybe Tabernacle sounds like a good rapture time for me. I know I'm in the season. So every day that comes up, I'm looking forward to it. I'm saying today would be a good day for a wedding, Lord. Yeah, all right. Praise God.